Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Fire Guts at North Lincoln Business. Good morning, I'm Jeff Modes. We're at 50 at KFOR FM 101.5, 1240 AM. It's 7:03. Part of the building that houses Lincoln Cars off of 23rd and Cornhusker collapsed, including the roof and west wall, after a three-alarm fire broke out mid-afternoon Monday. There was a report of an explosion or popping sound and smoke, according to LFR. The strong southerly winds continued to fan the fire through open garage doors, and it prompted LFR to fight the fire defensively. One nearby business suffered smoke damage and heat damage, too. Nobody was hurt. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, and the total damage amounts around $650,000. At one point, Cornhusker Highway between 14th and 23rd Streets was shut down, but has since reopened. No one was hurt after a minor train derailment Monday evening on the south side of Bennett. According to KFOR's media partner 1011 News, the derailment was off of Highway 43 and did not impact traffic. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office and Bennett Fire and Rescue were called to the scene, but nobody was taken to the hospital. No coal cars had tipped over, and a few appear to be off the tracks. KFOR News Time 7:04. Three vehicles were broken into last Friday in the parking lot of the Jamaica North Trail at Wilderness Park. Lincoln Police Captain Todd Cutsian says in all three cases, windows were shattered to get inside.
The total damage for all the vehicles was $1,600, and the loss was $306.50. The items that were taken from the vehicle were merely some clothing and then some paperwork for the vehicle and an owner's manual, so nothing terribly expensive.
In all three cases, no one was around any of their vehicles. Another reminder to be careful on taking calls from people claiming to be from a legitimate organization and asking you for money or to report to jail for missing court or jury duty.
Should you receive suspicious phone calls, especially any type of call that is asking you to wire money, transfer money, purchase gift cards, stuff of that nature, please do your due diligence and check and make sure that request is valid and legitimate before proceeding further.
Lincoln Police Captain Todd Cutsian again says last Saturday, three people reported getting suspicious phone calls from somebody claiming that they were with LPD. Two of them were told to call another number to set up a court date. The third person simply hung up. No money loss was reported. State of Nebraska's new chief information officer started his role on Monday after spending time in the same role, along with being an assistant vice chancellor of information technology services and operations at the University of Colorado, Denver. Dr. Matthew McCarville was appointed by Governor Jim Pillen for the job. Dr. McCarville was raised in Nebraska. He earned all of his degrees at Creighton, including a doctorate in business administration. And city crews will be doing wastewater pipe repair work along 1 Northeast Lincoln Street today. Fremont Street from 68th to 69th will be closed starting at 8:30 this morning until 3:30 this afternoon. In the meantime, if you need to get through that area, use an alternate route. Lincoln's first forecast, partly sunny and breezy today, a high of 70, mostly clear tonight, a low of 39, sunny tomorrow, a high of 69, and then a 50% chance of thunderstorms possible Thursday, otherwise partly sunny and breezy with a high of 70.